Hello guys, welcome to the Blacks Being Global podcast. I am Lucy.
And I'm Eugene.
And welcome to day
12 and 13,
aka our last day covering the US Open 2025.
Crazy, Lucy.
How do you feel about not the tournament, but just covering the tournament?
This year's definitely been more draining, 100%. Like, just in terms of, I don't know, because we have players going deep as well. It's been
guys, to keep it buck.
More demanding.
This is Eugene's way of saying Lucy was getting my head in.
Did I say that?
You didn't, but I know it.
No, I mean, listen, we've had testing moments, 100%.
We had testing moments, for sure.
And that's the first in, what, 5 years of knowing each other.
I think that's what I didn't really...
Yeah, I know.
I wasn't too worried about it because I'm like, all right, if we've been doing this for 5 years and this is the first time where it's like, it's a lot, then I'm kind of proud of ourselves, to be honest. Because if not, I think if it was anyone else, this could have probably happened in their first year.
True.
So shout out to us for not killing each other.
I'll take that.
And I'll be real. I've not been the best at best space mentally. So that's why when you guys are leaving the comments like, oh, she looks this, she looks that. Guys, if you listen to the pod regularly, I'm actually always on 10. And the unfortunate... There's the shop there. Get a racket. Again, beep on Honeydew's interrupting our pod. I'm always on 10, and unfortunately when you have a lively personality, when you're not lively, it's like the World War III. I'm one human, guys, okay? But yeah, outside of this whole US Open, I've actually been mentally in a whole different space. And as Eugene said at the beginning, it was very draining. We're not used to this level. Even Wimbledon wasn't this hectic.
Honestly, as well. And again, massive shout out to you because, yeah, we're doing video here.
And that's another thing as well. We've never covered a whole tournament doing video.
And you are the editor. So not only are you podding, you're also editing. Like, takes a lot out of you. And I completely appreciate that.
Thank you.
Like I said, like, I want to give you your space and, like, do you get me? Like,
yeah.
You kind of need, I don't know, you need time, basically, to do your thing.
Like, this is the first tournament where, like, I took days off. Oh, I didn't come to the ground.
And that's you were ill.
I was ill, yeah. Too. Mm-hmm. Gosh.
A lot.
I'm going to cry.
Oh, Lucy. You ain't crying live on TV, bro.
No, it's been a lot. It's actually
been a lot.
I'm being serious. It's actually been a lot.
I don't even have tissue for you, man. I'm sorry.
I think I have tissue.
Cut. My God. It's out of nowhere.
Oh, gosh.
Lucy.
Sorry. I'm actually sorry. This was not planned. I've actually been really drained. Anyways. Oh. Back to the tennis. how do you feel about the tournament? As obviously it's not done.
It's been a great tournament.
I think it's been a great tournament. Ooh. I love the US Open. It's my favourite slam. Wow.
Doing Wimbledon dirty like that, yeah? Crazy. London girl.
I know, but you know me, guys. I'm all hectic. I'm all crazy.
One thing I will say though here, Lucy, shouts out to the staff, man. Honestly. Oh. They are like the best.
They really...
From security to...
The kitchen staff.
The chefs. I've really enjoyed the food this year too. And like, guys,
you know what?
We'll get to the tennis, I promise.
Yeah.
But let's just talk our ish about, yeah. Give the people on the grounds their flowers.
Yeah, we've been here for 2-3 weeks. We deserve to be yapping, okay, guys? We deserve to yap.
But no, honestly, like, yeah, they kind of make the tournament what it is. Like,
for sure.
And they just make us feel at home as well, even though we're not American.
Yeah.
Like, they take the piss out of our accent, which I love.
Yeah.
And there's like relatability because a lot of the staff are black. Like, so that.
And which is really rare for us, like at tennis tournaments in
exactly,
the UK.
Exactly. So it's been really, really nice. Like, and that does make the experience special for me. And I think I can say the same for you too.
Yeah, no, 100%. 100%. It makes a massive difference to see your people and
yeah.
you're talking and you're joking around, and
they absolutely love Lucy in the kitchen, by the way. Lucy's getting extra portions of chips. Anything she wants, she gets. But there's been times where, like, we're in the queue and Lucy's like maybe 3 or 4 people behind. They're serving Lucy first. They're like, yo, what do you want? What can I get you?
That is not true, by the way.
True. Was it pretty girl privilege?
I'm just a very kind person and a great reporter, okay? There was one time where David Law was around when that was happening, and it was the funniest because he didn't understand. He was just like, bro, I'm trying to get my food and you people are out here just talking to Lucy. Like, what's going
Toast
on?
Toasting Lucy. Crazy.
But no, they're nice people. Oh, they're very nice people. Shout out to our girls, man. We can't...
Oh, yeah, definitely. We have to. Eden and Haven.
We have to give them a special... Like, there's times where I come in the grounds and I'm like, straight face, and then I just see them and they're just like, Lucy!
They brighten up the day, man.
Literally brighten up the day. Very kind. On job.
Completely, yeah. They know what they're doing.
So shout out to them. Shout out to the... Like, when the players are thanking the staff and shit...
get it. You really get it.
It makes... Because we're here every day, exactly. All day. That's exactly. The thing as well.
And they're literally catering to, like, your every need. Like,
exactly.
It's mad.
Yeah, so shout out to them. But, yeah, shout out US Open. You gave me a headache before I came here, but...
We pushed through. Should we talk about the tennis?
Let's start with our girl, Naomi, who's actually here today, watching the tennis.
So I love that, man. That was really cool. Really like that.
Naomi Osaka, Amanda.
Anisimova, number 8 seed.
First of all, what a bloody match.
Man.
What a bloody match. Actually, first of all, scrap that. Shout out to the WTA, man. Again,
yeah, a lot of good matches on the women's side this year.
A lot of good matches on the women's side. I feel like the men's side is only today, which we're going to talk about later, where we had like a very great match from them. But the women, the semi-finals, literally from Sabalenka with Pegula, then Naomi and Amanda, it was just so entertaining and lively. But Naomi and Amanda.
Fourth of player, man.
I wasn't familiar with your game, for real. I know this is Black Spin Glory, we're supposed to talk about Naomi, but I have to give a shout out to Amanda, especially the fact that what happened at Wimbledon final, nowadays,
that
type of thing, it would take them like months, years for them to recover. My girl recovered in a whole different surface so quickly,
in a few weeks.
Got her lick back at her home slam, and then literally beat Osaka in 3 sets and another slam final again. Like, it's just incredible. Like, but that whole match was just so great.
Honestly, going in, I did think I fancied Osaka.
Of course.
Like, even though she was, well, the underdog, she was the 23rd seed, I believe, or 22nd seed. Amanda Anisimova being the 8th seed, top 10 player. Form, like you said, Wimbledon finalist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's had a great year. But Osaka, basically, since Montreal, she's carried that form over to New York. And I feel like she's played better in New York than she was playing in Montreal.
And who, it's
like,
Osaka?
Yeah, and it's like there's, for me anyway, and I think I said this on the previous pod, she's got that air about her now where she walks into the court and you kind of expect her to win.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I feel she believes that.
Yeah.
And that fills me with confidence to be like, yeah, she's gonna take this, she's gonna win this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like you said, again, credit to Anisimova, like, she stuck in there, man. It was a 2 tie break. So Osaka won the first set in a tie break. And Anisimova then followed in the second, completely blitzed it really as well, like in that second set tie break. And then the third set, it was 6-3 to Anisimova. Like, I felt like Osaka kind of fell away a bit in that third set.
Mm-hmm.
But again, credit to Anisimova because she kept the level. Like, she kind of maintained the kind of high level she kind of sustained in the second set tiebreak,
yeah,
carry that through to the third set.
To be fair, it was really, I feel like that second set was just such a battle.
It was.
And it was funny because...
Up until the tiebreak.
But the reason why it was so funny was because it wasn't like... They were playing at such a high level that when one was breaking or doing an error, it's because of them. It wasn't because of just their opponent.
Yeah.
That's how well they were playing.
Both were turning well. Yeah,
both were turning that well and stuff. I definitely feel like that was, it's weird. I feel like Osaka's, this is the second time Osaka has given me a best match of the season so far, and she's not won it, which is so, like last year it was an Iga match.
But at the French.
Yeah, at the French Open. Yeah. And then this year's like Amanda's match, because I still feel like Osaka as well, I still have not, she's still not full break. At that match, it was starting to come out.
Yeah.
But do you get what I mean? I feel like there's definitely more from her. But yeah, honestly, I just feel like her movements that match were just so great. She was moving so well, so well. But Amanda's backhand and the ball striking and stuff, like I did not know that she like had it like in her. Like it was so, like it was so impressive that even like some people were saying that they have similar
game styles.
I don't really think so. I think they're just both very aggressive.
Yeah, that's a good
point. When they play aggressive, they do it well. And I think people might confuse that to both. Yeah. I think Amanda and Sabalenka have more of a similar playing style, which is why I think the final is going to be extremely entertaining. But yeah, either way, this entire run from Osaka has been great. She was looking great at press after, which I was very happy about.
That as well, yeah.
You know, because I know everyone, I won't be surprised if it's a thing where she cried before and she was like, I'm not going to give you guys a story to talk about, which is why I'm even more happy with the fact that she came
today.
You know, watching a bit of the men's. But yeah, it just shows you how much she likes it here. But yeah, she said that she's very proud. She was very happy with what she's done. And as she should, like coming back from Montreal and doing that, it just shows you how locked in that she is. And her partnership with a new coach. And the season is not done, guys. It is the last slam, but it's not done. There are still some 1,000 tournaments. Mm-hmm. Still some 500. You can still get those rankings up for then. So then when that new season starts, Australian Open, before we close our eyes, literally, the Australian Open will be crazy. Starting. So, and her ranking is high. Top 15. Ranked number 14.
Be back in the top 20.
Like, that is so crazy. So, a massive shout out. I did wish that you wore a little bit more of the red.
No, I like the purple, man.
But other than that, shout out to you and your laboo-boos. I do like the fact that she said that her last laboo would have been
That would have been cool.
Yeah, but
from
honestly,
last year, in last year's fit.
Yeah. A big shout out to Osaka, and a massive shout out to the girls. Sabalenka and Amanda will be facing each other for the finals. Who do you have for that match?
I've got Anisimova over, you know.
I'm not going to lie, I low-key do too.
I've got Anisimova. I feel like Sabalenka's going to be rattled by the crowd more so than she was. Obviously, she played Pegula last year in the final.
Yeah.
And yeah, obviously the crowd were root for Pegula, but I feel like this year they're going to be going extra hard for Anisimova.
Especially with her last match.
And like you said, I think the game styles, the matchup.
Yeah, I think it'll be a very good. It'll be a very good final for sure.
Who you got?
I've got Amanda. I've got Amanda, but
straight sets or three?
I'm very worried for Sabalenka if three. Okay. I'm very worried for Sabalenka if she doesn't win this. Another slam final. Three slam finals.
And that means she'll finish the year without a slam.
Without a slam. A number one player with no slam, which will be kind of crazy. And I'd need you guys to stop calling her Serena's daughter. Thank you very much.
No, wait. No, but honestly, though.
Actually, I'm not joking. I'm not joking.
To be number one and not win a slam, that shows mad consistency.
I'm not taking that away. My comment is for those that like to call her the best player after Serena Williams.
Yeah, that needs to chill, definitely.
Nah, because my Serena Williams don't do that.
Sabalenka is, she's a great tennis
100%.
Player.
100%. No. Yeah. Wait, hold on. Before you guys think, I love Sabalenka. Even after the whole French thing.
Yeah, you've forgiven her.
Well, a little bit. But I love her, okay? I love her. I love what she... There was a time I was a very big Sabalenka fan. It's just that I couldn't do with her serves and her thing.
Yeah.
Watching a Sabalenka match can actually age you.
It's draining.
And
I think that's like any tennis match though, Lucy, to be fair.
Do that.
I feel like that's any.
What's going on?
I feel like that's any.
Oh, they were trying to think. Oh, okay. I was like, yeah.
What's going on there?
No, they thought that we were just fans. Oh. But he saw the accreditation. But yeah, shout out to the girls. Give us a great final. End it well. The WTA has been taking over this tournament, in my opinion. And speaking of the girls, our first match of the day today.
Taylor Townsend, Katerina Siniakova.
Doubles final.
Unfortunately, they did lose to Erin Routliff and Gabriella Dabrowski.
A repeat of the WTA finals from last year.
And the Wimbledon final from last year as well, where Taylor and Katerina won.
Oh, they were also the final? Yeah, oh, I didn't realize. Oh, okay, that's good. Yeah. Okay, it's a little competition right
exactly.
there. That was a very entertaining fight, especially that second set.
6-4, 6-4.
That second set was very, very entertaining.
Three love down, they were.
Yeah, they were three love down. Exactly. It was very dramatic.
Nice comeback.
Arthur Ashe did look a lot more busier for a doubles, a women's doubles match as well. Obviously, a lot of people were staying on one side because of the sun.
The sun was beaten today. Yeah,
the sun was
earlier
beaten
anyway.
Today, as you can see, I'm not even... It's a bit warmer today, thank God. honestly, a great run from the ladies. I don't know if I should say this. I'm going to say it.
There we go.
I think Katerina came in...
low energy.
Yeah, but not for the final, just for the tournament in general.
Ooh, I don't know.
And you know what's my theory? I think she's pissed at the USTA.
Interesting.
With the whole mixed doubles thing. And rightfully so. I think she came in and thinking, you know what? I'm still like annoyed about this whole thing. She's been vocal about this since Indian Wells.
And that's what I'm saying. We have to credit both Taylor and Katerina. They are probably two of the most outspoken players when it comes to like doubles representation.
Yeah.
Like, and obviously they're the one and two players in the world.
Yeah.
So it's good that they kind of don't shy away from like speaking up. So they definitely deserve credit for that. And I hear you on Katerina. She did say, though, in press after, that this year, although she lost first round in singles, this year she felt, basically, she was playing well. Like, it's the first time she's, like, ever felt the ball. And I've heard a lot of players say that this year, like, in terms of having a feel for the ball, like,
on
the practice courts or, like, during
the match. Yeah, that's true.
So, interesting that you say that, like, maybe, there was, like, a kind of FU to the USTA because of the whole mixed doubles thing. And, again, she's within her rights.
She's within her rights, 100%. 100%.
But she was actually in the draw, but then Jannik Sinner pulled out because she was going to partner up with Jannik Sinner, I believe.
Yes.
And then,
but she should have still been able to think. Like, I'm so sorry. Someone who won everything in doubles.
Yeah.
And we had the Olympics just last year. Like, come on.
But in saying that, Lucy, again, the mixed doubles, like, if you read all the reviews and like hear people speak, it's been a big success.
It's been
like,
a bit. No. It's been a big success. Of course, I'm not taking that away, but it's been a big success for the US Open, Eugene.
Yeah.
It's not been a big success for those who the actual players. Except for the ones that, you know, that were already picked and stuff. How was a wild card? How was it? Do you get what I mean?
I do find it funny how Wimbledon, I think it was during the second, during the second week anyway, Wimbledon, there was a story, I think Tamani wrote it in The Guardian actually, that confirmed that Wimbledon will not be doing any such thing. So they're going to be keeping the way the mixed doubles format is currently like held.
Good.
So the traditional format will remain intact.
I think the only other tournament I see copying is Australia.
Yeah.
I don't really see French doing
it. I can see the French following.
Nah, I don't think they get...
But definitely Australia.
But Australia, definitely. I could definitely see them because I feel like the next big commercial Grand Slam is Australia Open.
Yeah.
They're the two like very commercial
and
stuff.
And it's the happy slam. Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
Like they kind of do the same thing. Like they have the fan week as well and blah, blah, blah.
That's
so
a good point.
I could see them doing that next. But either way, a massive shout out to the girls. But a massive shout out to Taylor Townsend. She was the star of this tournament from singles and doubles. And I think that's what excites me the most is the fact that she was literally playing her best in both of those. She was doing well with press. She handled the situation so much better than I would because, as I said, I would have slapped the girl myself.
Stop it.
Respectfully. I don't condone violence, but at the same time, I don't condone racism. But... she's just been great, and I'm really looking forward to like the rest of her season, the rest of her career. It's just been a great summer for
Taylor.
It's
an exciting time. She literally said as well, her life's changed. Like off the back of this run.
I can imagine.
So, and it is really because of like the publicity and like the, I guess, notoriety. And
Taylor's a star. Mm-hmm. Like, she has a personality. Yeah. She's very open. She's respectful. She knows how to communicate. Mm-hmm. She knows how to get people engaged. So you have that. And then on top of that, you're a great player in singles and doubles.
It's a great combination.
Like, it's just amazing. So massive shout out to the girls. Great run. I don't know about her age this week. I know Katarina's playing in Seoul with someone else. I can't remember who. But she's playing in HR. But obviously, you know, Taylor being a mom and stuff, you just never know. But yes.
You'd think hopefully she'll take a break, like at least a week.
Probably. Or maybe she might just still be, you know, in the mood for it and just go.
I know she's itching to get back on the singles court, and I can't wait to see her on the singles court again. So
for sure.
Yeah, man. Great run. And yeah, again, like you said, shouts out to both ladies for the runner up run. Yeah, shouts out to Erin Routliffe and Gabriella Dabowski too.
They played well.
Third seeds, I believe that's their second. No, they've definitely won multiple Grand Slams. So this isn't their first Grand Slam as a team. But they're a serious team.
They are.
But
they are.
In saying all of that, who are the number one, two players right now? One and two. It's still Taylor Townsend and Katarina Siniakova.
Period.
So levels to this.
And then we had a match today. Well, the next match today, sorry. Well, before that, we actually had Carlos and Djokovic.
I ain't talk about that, man. Shouts out to Carlos, though. Shouts out to Carlos.
And
Novak, to be fair.
And Novak. You know, Novak's been entertaining me lately. Did you see the video of him doing the Fat Joe lean back?
Yeah, with Fat Joe.
I was creasing. He was lean back. He's actually been entertaining me lately. But yeah, shout out to them. But fortunately, the best semis final men's match. And to me, the best men's single match.
I don't know if it was the best singles match, Lucy.
Men.
I don't know.
Okay, what was your favorite? What's your best then?
I liked Felix's match against Rublev.
First of all, I think Felix had the best matches. He's entertained me from round one. Yeah. I am so glad that I actually watched all of his matches. I'm not going to lie. Like, I feel for people who only watch his match today. You guys missed some great tennis before.
It was a great run, man. Fantastic run. I enjoyed the Rublev match. Because that was a bit of a battle too. Like, came back from a set down.
Nah, to me, it was more of today because it was...
Sinner.
And it was the fact that Felix was able to rattle Sinner like this, like, and the defense. Let me just. No, I really enjoyed the match. I already knew that. I felt like it was going to be a thing of like, yeah, Sinner winning, but I knew it was going to be a very entertaining match. Yeah. I know a lot of people thinking, oh, it's going to be a beatdown. I knew he was going to get a set. We were like, especially you were even saying it. The rest, like, come on, guys, it's not gonna be like.
I'm gonna say what I've been saying all day, but let me just say the score. So it was 6-1, 3-6, 6-3, 6-4. So Felix did win the second set after losing the first set 6-1. Mm. Won the second set 6-3. Like, I love that. And yes, he lost the match, but Lucy, he was in that match.
And it always goes, this will always go back, I always say, with tennis, you can never depend on just a score. You always have to ask someone, yo, how was the match?
What happened? Yeah.
What happened? Because you're going to get a watch, like, I bet there's people, like, I mean, obviously, back in London, for instance, a lot of people probably sleeping, missing this. They're probably waking up thinking, oh, yeah.
Straight
you guys
sets.
Miss a great match. Mm. It was a tussle out there. The rallies. I'm someone where I love long rallies. I love the long rallies when it's intense and then when you think it's going to go out but it's not going out. Like that, like the match, I think that's why I love it, because the way the match went is how I love my tennis.
How close does Sinner hit to the lines, man? Like that guy, it's unreal.
Bublik, you were so right.
It's actually
like
unreal.
Some of the shots that Sinner was hitting, yeah, I was like, what? What does that mean?
Like, it doesn't need to be that good.
And you don't need to go for every single... This guy will go for every single ball, like his life dependent. Like, literally, it's like someone said, gun to your head. If you miss this, you're out. And he will hit it. Like, literally, he was going for... Like, that's why people were clapping, thinking, oh, yeah, we're done.
It's
no,
wild.
He will chase it, even though he doesn't even need to. And the maddest thing is, it will literally close to go in or literally go in.
Yeah.
But It was so good. But the highlight from Felix this match, what I love, is the defense. He knew he had to defend way better than he did. Like, his defense this match was 1,000 times better than all of his other matches. And he did it for the right reason. Because someone like Sinner, you have to do it.
Yeah,
he
was able to return.
Because Sinner was hitting some powerful forehands, thinking, yeah, it's going to rattle him. Felix, boom, hit it right back. And then there you go. We're having like a 30-shot rally. And then you have no idea who's going to bloody win it or go straight to the net by one of them. Like, it was just so impressive from Felix. The crowd was so great. That's why even so, like even in the press, he was like, yeah, it felt like I was actually home. Like, yeah, yeah, you know, playing at home. Mm. The fans were definitely more for Felix than Sinner. But honestly, that match was just... So great. High level. Sinner's serve as well wasn't the best. And Felix knew how to take advantage of that for sure. His first serves, especially. I was actually impressed with how he was able to make things work with a second serve. But that second, oh my gosh, that's the stats on the second set.
For Felix.
94% first serves won.
Yeah, nearly perfect.
100% second serves won. Mm. Wow, Sinner had 50%. 11 winners. Sinner had 3 winners. 11 forced errors. And Felix had 4 errors.
Yeah, I played him.
Guys, this set, I'm going to sit down and tell my kids about it. Did you know that I watch Sinner and Felix going at it? Let me explain to you what happened during that second set. That second set was, the boys were hitting.
Level.
Like, yeah. I posted on my Instagram, I was like, guys, I need you to put on your TV. These men are hitting. Like, this is actually a good match. Like, it was great. It was fantastic. And what I love as well, the same way that people are like praising Taylor and stuff, Felix is getting that respect back again, because you guys were definitely chatting about Felix. Talk your ish, man.
But we're not gonna focus on that. Go on.
Because you know, you were always rooting for Felix. Since, hence why I even have a lot of our listeners always acting me whenever they're like, we're talking about Felix and stuff. It just shows, but like, yeah, like even, no, honestly, even me, there were times that I was like, what is going on? But
I just think he's too talented, man, honestly. Like, and yeah, today, I'm just proud of the way he kind of, he matched up to Yannick. Like, he didn't shy away.
He didn't.
And it was a battle. Yes, it was. He lost in 4 sets ultimately, but like there were very small margins in a lot of the points as well. Like,
very.
I can't remember specific points, but just in general, I thought they were going blow for blow, and 100%. I was like, I love that for him because it shows that he could hang. Like, this is the world number one right now.
Yeah,
who everybody says, and I've said it too. Yannick Sinner's playing a different sport to a lot of these guys.
Listen,
like, and Carlos Rublik Alcaraz
said it was AI and is 100. Like, I was like, when I was watching the match, I was like, I get it.
But Felix, he hung with him today.
And he did.
I really, really love that for him. And like, I just feel like going forward now, he's back inside the top 20.
Mm-hmm. Getting married soon.
He's going to be a new man. Like,
he's going to be a new man.
And this tournament has kind of shown him that, this is who I am. Like, do you get me? I remember who I am now.
And I love the timing, because normally towards the end of the season, I don't know what it is, but Felix is just...
Yeah, he lights it up.
He lights it up. He always wins. I remember, can't remember what year it was.
Went back to back to back to back.
Literally, he won. And
I think 22.
I think it was 22 or 23. Yeah. One of them two. And the funniest thing is that entire season till then, like, it was bad.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, this guy was winning titles back to back. We were like, wait. And it literally... Each time is like this. Every year, Felix actually manages to leave with something. Because even last year, for instance, he won what? Bronze mixed doubles Olympics
exactly,
as well?
Exactly.
Like, and there's just... And he still won a title. Like, it's still
this
something.
This year, 2 titles at the start of the year. Started off the year very well.
Was the only one who won a title. He had the most title wins at the beginning of the season. Like, there was some crazy, like, tally. And then, yeah, and...
Like, most match wins.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Most match wins as well.
I feel like right now... He a big title is due. And I feel like it's going to be a Masters 1000.
He need, like, I really hope he gets a 1000 title.
Like, I feel like that's going to be...
really soon.
It just kind of falls in line, I feel.
Yeah, and do a Madison Keys. Get married and then win a big title. You know?
Can you imagine?
You know?
I can see it, man. I can see it.
Yeah, man.
I feel like he believes that now as 100%, well.
100%.
And I feel he walked off court tonight feeling proud. And that's
He was like,
I basically... Obviously, you said time will tell now, which again, I love the kind of, he's just so level-headed.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't get too high. Like,
yeah.
But at the same time, you can see he's got the confidence back, man.
Of course, and especially that he played so differently compared to like Cincinnati to now.
Exactly.
That's the thing. He played that same
match. Different matches. He did say, and I did say this as well going in, obviously, Cincinnati's best of three sets.
Mm-hmm.
Grand Slams, it's best of five. You've got more time to settle in.
Yeah. And like, which he needed today. That's why when he lost the first set, I wasn't worried. I was like, we got this.
The only thing I was bothered by was the talk around the match. Like, people saying, oh, like, yeah, Sinner's going to win this. It's going to be basically a walkover. Like, it's going to be simple. I was like, put some respect on my guy's name, man. Like, this is a professional tennis player we're talking about here. Yes, I know he got beaten a few weeks ago in Cincinnati in very similar conditions, hard courts, US, but this is Grand Slam tennis. And also,
facts,
this is a former top 10 player. Like,
facts. But that's what I said earlier, that I feel sorry for those who did not watch any Felix matches from round one to now, because we saw it. Those who watched it, we were like, we knew what match was going to be. The real ones already knew, because he came in from first round. This guy was on crazy smoke.
And it's made no sense. It's been a great run. Like, took out
fantastic
Alexander Zverev,
yeah,
Andre Rublev, Alex Dimonor, top players.
And even when he wasn't, which he even said himself, when he wasn't playing his quote unquote best, it was still crazy.
Yeah,
like, he was still breezing through.
Found a way.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that was the Alex match. That was literally the only one where it was a bit iffy, but even that, he was still playing well. But honestly, fantastic run for Felix.
Impressed as well. I asked him, because the third set, it did look like he was hampered, like, physically. And I asked him, like, yeah, what, were you okay? Like, were you injured? And he kind of just, I say, shrugged it off.
Yeah.
But again, credit to him, because, like, listen, like, I don't want to focus on that. Like,
yeah.
You know, things happen during a match. And again, that just speaks to his, like, personality.
Because even Sinner said in his on-court interview, Sinner actually said some really nice things about him. Like, yeah, like, he played so well. Like, I can't believe it. Like, from the level from Cincinnati to now, he did look a bit uncomfortable at some time. I hope, like, it's nothing, like, serious. Like, but he's one of the, like, best guys on tour, in and out of court. So, like, yeah.
Top guy, man.
Top guy.
It's good to see him back, like, basically,
honestly,
yeah.
Honestly speaking, a massive shout out to the fellas. I was, even though I was half asleep on that, because I'm actually very tired. It's like, what, midnight now.
It's past midnight.
So, yeah, I was very tired. But a massive shout out to the guys. That was a very, very good match. Sorry to those who missed it. Can't lie. You missed a good one.
And the final now of one everybody was expecting. Oh, God.
You know what? I'm moaning now, yeah? But don't be surprised if I actually end up just being here. Just watch it. I mean, why not? I've never watched a Sinkara's match in person. Because in Wimbledon, it's all... Oh, yeah. With my man.
Oh, I don't want to be anywhere near this place. Apologies, no apologies.
I mean, the only reason why I don't, I can't bother to going through that security. I mean, I have to be here from like 5 p.m.
Nuts.
For me to be like literally get in and make sure that I have a seat.
Absolutely insane.
So, yeah, guys.
We're talking about Donald Trump. Apparently, Donald Trump is going to be here on Sunday
final.
For the men's final.
Yeah.
And yeah, good luck to him. I mean, what more
good
you
luck
say?
To him. What more can you say? But no, who do you think is actually going to win the men's?
I'm going to say Alcaraz.
Yeah.
I feel like Sinner as well. I feel like he wasn't moving 100%.
He wasn't moving 100%. With those serves, if Sinner manages to win... guys, I'm telling you, you guys saw Alcaraz shaving his head. Everyone was laughing. I knew it was game over.
Locked
in. I was like, wait, hold on. This guy is not here to play games.
With the prison trim.
Like, with a prison trim. But no, I honestly, I have Alcaraz winning this in straight or four.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, no, he hasn't dropped a single set this entire tournament. He hasn't dropped a single set this entire tournament.
That's kind of scary, actually.
Sinner has dropped with two Canadians, funny enough.
That's quite scary. Oh, yeah, Dennis Shapovalov. Yeah.
And also with Felix. The serves that he was... Like I said, his first serves were really... Like, his serves today were not as great. And then you have Alcaraz, you know. And Alcaraz want to get his lick back from Wimbledon. You took my three-peat away from me. You get your lick back, I get my lick back. You get your lick back, I get my lick back.
It'd be great if it is straight sets, but in terms of just the story. That would be incredible.
Do you think so?
Oh, man.
Do you know what? I think the issue is everyone wants that RG final.
That's what I'm saying. Like, for me, that is once. I say once in a lifetime.
That's once in a lifetime. You either had to be there or you missed it.
A five-set epic will happen again. But it will maybe happen, not but not now. Level.
Yeah. Like, not to that level. Because, like, that took a lot. And, yeah. So, I think that's the issue. I think everyone's trying to get that RG final again. But, yeah, guys, enjoy it or don't enjoy it. I don't know if I'll be here or I'll enjoy our little moments in New York because we are out of here. But yeah, shout out to everyone.
Before we end, Fitz.
Oh.
I've enjoyed looking just admiring a lot of the Fitz.
Mm.
Loved Coco Goffs.
Yes, Coco's. I love France's.
Lululemon, shouts out.
I love that. I liked
Taylor as well. Like she put in effort. Like every match was a different fit.
Yes.
Thought she looked great today too in the final.
She did. She did. That's true.
I like the Y3 Adidas. I'm sorry. Not sorry.
Own on that.
I thought Felix wore it very well.
Airs.
The orange and black shoes, black socks. You said you liked the Tsitsipas Zverev.
Yeah, the plain one.
And
purple.
I think Mukova was wearing that as well.
I like that purple. Mm. That was nice.
It's a nice shade.
I like that. That tiger, whatever the hell that is,
high end art.
I nearly said the N word here because I was like, boy, come chill. On, man. Please, man.
Chill.
Nah.
You don't know fashions, Lucy, man.
Oh.
Don't know fashions.
Oh.
On that note,
guys, thank you so much for tuning in.
Wow.
Appreciate it. Wow, Let me put on.
They're really blacking out.
Listen, all right, wrap it up.
That's crazy.
Yeah, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for the comments. Thank you for liking. Thank you for sharing. This has been an incredible time. Aww. We're eternally grateful and thankful.
And Lucy, thank you as well. Big up yourself.
Thank you.
Stop crying.
I'm actually a softie. I act like I'm tough, but I'm a softie. But yeah, guys, please, if you haven't, subscribe. But most importantly, please, rate on Apple Music and Spotify if you want more of us here. US Open, we shall see you in 2027 because I'm tired.
And we're doing DC next year.
DC, however, see Open, pulling we're up. Pulling up.
Shout out to Mark Klein.
Haley Baptiste, the blackest tournament. We gonna be there, okay? And guys, make sure you send me all the links where the party.
Hey, relax.
You know, I'm trying to check the ass.
Tennis only.
Where the hood?